Until folding up, the Ghana International Airlines, GIA, owed the state several millions of dollars. A deputy controller and accountant general, Grace Adro, says as a limited liability company, it was not the place of government to loan GIA the money, but as a national pride, the airline had to be supported in the interest of the country. Madame Adro made this revelation at yesterday's sitting of the Public Accounts Committee. The committee granted officials from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, Control and Accountant General's Department, and the Auditor General's Department audience. Some individuals and companies who had received compensations and settlements from government were also present. Augustus Akwei is here with the report.
Ghana International Airlines was established in 2005 to replace the defunct Ghana Airways as the national airline. However, like the predecessor, the airline collapsed only a few years after its establishment. The Deputy Controller and Accountant General, Grace Adro, noted that the condition under which the money was released made it difficult for it to be repaid when the company was liquidated.
Now, on hindsight, one would say, yes, this should be treated as a loan that should be recovered from them. But with your indulgence, I would say that the situation as it is now, this is a company that has been liquidated. We thought about, yes, recognize it as a loan to them. But the view is that even if you do that, the company having been liquidated, you cannot recover that amount. The proposal is that we would rather, in agreement with the auditors, so that we leave things as they are. Because even if we recognize them as loan, we cannot cover. Again, we did some review and realized that at the time the company was being liquidated, this amount, because the status was not determined, the liquidators wouldn't have known that this was the situation, and therefore in distributing assets or settling obligations, they couldn't have taken this into account.
Among the individuals and corporate entities that were granted audience was Solomon Eshen, counsel for Ekwea Bodua, a teenager who was knocked down by a man driving a government vehicle at a town near Nkranza in the Bunaofa region.
Augustus Akwe reporting.